Like I said, thank you for allowing me the privilege of being able to fill in. So I'm going to act like you're not here for just a minute because I'm going to pray to the Lord, but I'm going to pray out loud. So if y'all want to pray with me in your language, please do. Lord, I come to you this morning with an open heart, and I thank you for loving me. I thank you for equipping me. I thank you for giving me your word that I can stand on, and when I falter, you pick me up. But I do need you, Lord. I need you every hour, every minute of the day. So I just ask right now that you would help me to bring the message and say the things that you want me to say, and that it would be all for your glory. Open our hearts and our ears that we would hear what you would have us to listen to this morning. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Raise your hand if you have gone through changes in the past year. Raise your hand if you've been going through changes the last month. How about this week? How about yesterday? Or maybe even this morning? So it would be safe to say that we all have or are going through a change. Amen? Can I get an amen? Yes. So I remember being on vacation when we heard about COVID. And we had gone on a trip out west. And we were listening to the news. And we knew that things were like getting ready to kind of shut down. But as a family, before we went to bed, we decided that we were just going to tough it out. Well, we find out that the place we're staying, everyone else had left. We were the only ones in the building. And so when I woke up late that morning, of course, and the family's like getting everything all together. I'm like, what are y'all doing? They're like, we're leaving, and we're leaving now. And Travis has said, we're leaving. We're going to the airport. Well, getting to the airport, I thought it would be a madhouse, but it was not. And a lot of places were closed down. It was very quiet. It was surreal. It was scary. But that event, COVID, certainly changed our way of socializing. You agree? You know, we began to leave the house wearing masks. We weren't walking up to people and shaking their hand. How you doing today? We weren't doing that. And kids were being kept home from school, and parents were not going to work. They were finding a way to work at home, remotely. But since then, we've learned that life as we knew it, before that, it was not going to be the same. Now, we do shake hands, and we don't have to wear masks, but that whole event changed us. Change is unavoidable. It happens whether we like it or not. And everything under the sun is constantly changing. Ever since the beginning of time, the created world has been aging. And we have too. We are too. I don't know about you, but I like routine. I like for things to be predictable and familiar. So I'm going to tell you a little something about me. Have you ever seen Groundhog Day movie? He loves it. Well, I experience that most days because my darling husband makes my coffee and breakfast almost every day. I like that. I like waking up in the morning knowing what to expect. Have you ever heard the statement, change is the only constant in this life? I have. Our God is unchanging in this changing world. He's our constant in this life. And I like how Spurgeon says it. Would you lose your worries and fears this day? Then you must immerse yourself in the immensity of God. He never changes. His being and nature and perfections cannot be altered. Nothing can be added to the infinite God, and nothing can be taken away from him. So what God is today, he always was. What God is today, he shall always be. He is all wise. He need not change. He is perfect. He cannot change. He is the great I am, the great unchangeable. What a paragraph. Wow. Now that should really like get your blood moving, even if we didn't say anything else. That's good. So this morning, I would like to talk about our constant God in a changing world. His purposes do not change, His character does not change, and His words do not change. 3 points. That's all you have to remember, 3 points. Purposes, character, and words. God's unchanging purpose gives us eternal significance. In Psalm 33:11, the plans of the Lord stand firm forever, and the purposes of His heart through all generations. His intentions cannot be shaken. We can count on God to be the same today as it was yesterday and what it will be tomorrow, because He does not change who He is. We should have comfort knowing that He does not change. I read about a shipwrecked sailor, say that real quick, who clung to a rock when the tide went down in the middle of a storm. And his friend, when he realized that he did get to safety, he says, "Weren't you afraid? Didn't you shake with fear when you were hanging on to the rock?" And he said, "Yeah, I did, but the rock didn't." Well, life and its uncertainties will shake us. But our God does not move. He is steady, and He will never leave our side. If we have breath in our bodies, then we're guaranteed that God has a purpose for our lives. He's called us to love Him, to love others, and to spread the good news. Pretty simple, but we don't always obey. His purpose for our lives does not change. I know for me that I change my plans frequently, sometimes real frequently. So, you know, I don't know if you do this or not, but I do. I've always got a little piece of paper, write notes down, sticky notes. Sticky notes were the best thing ever invented. But I make a list. I operate off of a list. If I don't have a list, something's wrong. But, you know, I make a list for put 5 or 6 things on there. So what happens? You wake up, I have coffee and breakfast. Unless he's going out really, really early for golf, and then that just changes my whole day. But I get a phone call. My cat gets sick. Or somebody calls and says, "Hey, I need you to do so-and-so and so-and-so." So what do? We skip number 2, we take a stab at 3, and then we forget 4, 5, and 6. Just never mind. We'll just roll it over to the next day. I know your lives are like that too. But that's just how life is, right? But again, I say, God's purposes never change. God's character does not change. Do you know people that change their attitude frequently? They're on that frequent list over there. So maybe you work with somebody in the morning, they are nice, and then at noontime, they're grumpy. They may be our best friend this week, next week. Hide nor hair. Don't even know where they are. They've not checked in with you, or you don't know who they are. And you're like, "Well, okay, whatever." J.I. Packer has a wonderful paragraph about God's unchanging character. Strain or shock or lobotomy can alter the character of a person, but nothing can alter the character of God. During human life, our taste, outlook, temper may change radically. A kind person may turn crotchety or bitter. A person of good may be cynical, turn callous. But nothing of this sort happens to our Creator. He is never less truthful or merciful or just than He used to be. The character of God is today and will always be exactly what it was in Bible times. So when I was preparing for this message, Patsy's not here this morning, but I could always tell her that I had been Googling, and she said, "Of course you have," because that's how I study. But I kept running across the word immutable. And to be honest with you, it is not a word that I would use in my everyday vocabulary. Much less really understand it. So I wanted to dig into it. But I remembered that as it relates to God, it is one of His attributes. He is unchanging. He remains the same. That's really all it means. But Travis and Tina Rucker and I, we were studying the book, The Knowledge of the Holy by Tozier. And it took a while for that that word to sink in, and that God does not change. That's really hard for us because we change. We just talked about how we change all the time. He does not change, and that's a hard concept. So when Travis was doing the youth message, sometimes you just have to believe it even though you don't understand it. But God does not change in any way. His existence, his perfections, his purposes, his promises are unchanging. So the things that change in our life don't have any effect on him, thank goodness. He's not ever going to be stronger or weaker, and his knowledge and his wisdom will not increase or diminish. He does not compromise. He does not change his values. And there is no inconsistency in him. Now please tell me that that does not give you hope. It gives me hope that his nature is set. So not only does his purpose and his character not change, the same is true of God's word. It also does not change. We know that styles, transportation, technology, all the material things are eventually going to wear out. Although my daddy didn't think anything would wear out. That's why he would keep it just in case he needed to go back and get a piece of scrap off of it or something. But do you remember when you used to take your film to the store to get it processed? Do y'all remember that? I remember that. Well, now what do we have? This, and we get an instant picture. How about GPS? We had it. Now we have it on our phones, our cars, even on our persons. And I grew up with a Rand McNally road atlas. I don't know if y'all did, where you pulled the map out. People don't use the maps anymore, I don't think. Now, I do this. I don't know if you do this. I binge watch TV, Netflix, Amazon Prime, whatever. But do you remember when you were young and you had to wait for your favorite TV show to come on? You couldn't just go click, click, click. You had to wait for it. My two that I liked the most was Gentle Ben and the Carol Burnett Show. Those were the two that I liked. And I'm sure that you're thinking right now of what you enjoyed watching on TV. We could spend a whole afternoon sharing examples of that. But the point I'm trying to make is that each one of those represent a constant. What's the constant? Change. But we remember that God does not change, and his truths have been the same since the beginning of time. The Bible has not changed. You know, if we disagree with something that we read in the scripture, and then we might say, okay, well, I'm going to go look at another translation and read it from there. And we don't like that. We'll go again, read it from there. Well, guess what? It's us that needs to change, not the Bible. The Bible itself says the word of God is alive and active, sharper than a double-edged sword, and it penetrates even to dividing the soul. It judges the thoughts and the attitudes of the heart, and that's in Hebrews 4:12. God's message to us has not changed since the beginning of time, and God's word is a guide to our everyday life. What would we do without the word of God? We'd be in a mess. There'd be a lot of confusion. It guides us and it leads us, and it's our lamp, and the word says it's our sword, and God speaks to us when we spend time in his word. The word of God is our weapon to defend the enemy. It's what we use to build our faith. It's everything to us. Thank God again that he does not change. You and I and everybody that claims to follow Jesus, we have to take a stand on the truth. And so we're really called to communicate that to the world, that God is unchanging in his nature. And we have to urge people to look to him as their only constant. So this morning we've already talked about God's never-changing purpose and his character and his word. So as a Christian, how do we survive in this world that changes constantly? Well, as Christ followers, we're called to live daily for him. So we have the Word of Truth to use as the guidebook. And the Bible shows us how to accomplish this. And so for time's sake this morning, we'll just look at three scriptures. In Romans 12:2, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. In this passage, we are commanded to be different from the world's pattern, not to conform, not to go along with what is popular. What this means is that we should seem different from anybody else in the world that's not living a life that's committed to the Lord. A good saying to remember as a believer is to live in such a way that if you were ever accused of being a Christian, there would be enough evidence to convict you. Ephesians 4:32, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. This verse explains that as believers, we're supposed to be compassionate, we're supposed to be kind, and we're supposed to be forgiving to those around us. And that goes against the world standard because we live in a dog-eat-dog world. We really do. Wasn't there a program, Survival of the Fittest? Well, that's how it is every day. It calls us to look at people in love and with love. So it would be Christ living in the modern world. Notice that the verse does not tell you to forgive once they begged for forgiveness. We're called to forgive even if the person has not come to us. So we are called to forgive as Christ forgave us. This means that we are unworthy of our own forgiveness, but Christ freely gave it to us, so we should do the same. And in Hebrews 13:5, keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. This verse gives us another example of how to live like Jesus every single day. I don't know if you'll agree with this or not, but I think the world is very disgruntled. And I think that the advertising industry really spends a lot of money trying to convince us that we're just not satisfied with our current life situation. We're constantly being told that we need to replace it with something newer, better, faster. Travis has dealt with that this week with his having problems with his phone. The easy solution to that is just go buy a new phone. So we know that things are going to continue to change in this world. They're not going to stop. It's going to be in our lives, around our lives. And when change happens, you know, it could be like a little tiny ripple, or it could feel like a hurricane. But no matter what, when we face change, we should not fear. Our rock and anchor are the unchanging God, and His purposes and His character and His word remains fixed forever. So when we're talking about change, I don't know if any of that change has weakened your faith in God. But if so, I just encourage you this morning to surrender that change and rest in the Lord. So when Jesus spoke to the disciples when they were in the boat in the middle of the storm, it's a great reminder to ask ourselves, in the middle of that change, am I responding out of love or fear? He doesn't want us to just survive in this world. He's our constant. He wants us to be bold. He wants us to have strength. He wants us to have endurance. So let's trust the one who has never let us down and be secure in His unchanging love. This week, I had the opportunity to be blessed by two mature Christian believers, and it was so amazing to listen to them talk about Christ as their constant. So they encouraged me to sit down and be still and write out my own personal view of my constant God. And I'd like to share some of that with you this morning. Christ is my forgiver. He's my provider. He's my healer. He's my strength. He's my source of comfort. He is my all in all. He's my number one. He is faithful. He is good. And He's my Father. Bow your head and let's pray together.